hair piles in the house.
She said her hair was just everywhere.
At Rough Greens, we know dogs need live nutrition just like we do.
We have had a lot of issues with her skin.
Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food.
A lot of the nutrients just aren't there anymore.
The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better.
I was truly amazed how fast it worked.
One of the most noticeable things is her coat doesn't have the itching.
She doesn't shed as much.
It wasn't even 2 weeks that I saw a drastic improvement.
We're so confident that your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let them try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at ruffgreens.com. That's ruffgreens.com.
I wish we would have found Rough Greens a lot sooner.
So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that one single piece of paper was powerful enough to make 200 federal attorneys quit their jobs on the spot? Not a budget cut, not a scandal, just a mission statement. Meet the woman who didn't just drain the swamp, she sent a shockwave through it. Harmeet Dhillon, the new Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. When she took over, she didn't just bring a broom, she brought a flamethrower. And in this video, we're going to reveal exactly why the old establishment guard is terrified and the radical plan that she and President Trump have for the future of American justice. We often talk in this channel about the Trump administration's ongoing and highly effective efforts at dismantling what's called the administrative state, the mass bureaucracy of unelected federal workers who've assumed control of much of our federal government for decades. And at the heart of this administrative state is the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. They've been what many critics have called the fortress of the woke. Far from protecting the rights of citizens, the division had become inundated with rabid left-wing ideologues who focused their efforts on enforcing a two-tier justice system that exonerated some groups at the expense of others, who were legally targeted for political retribution. Remember, this was the division during the Biden administration that threatened to sue schools for not allowing trans athletes to compete in female sports. It was that bad. But then November 5th happened, and you changed the world. And the new Trump administration that you voted in appointed Dhillon Harmeet as Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. And in literally her second week on the job, Harmeet changed everything. On behalf of the president, she issued a memo, very simple, very direct. It stated that from now on, the Civil Rights Division protects the rights of all Americans, not just some, all. The two-tier justice system that weaponized race, gender, and sexuality to push a far-left ideological agenda had officially come to an end. Instead, Dhillon explicitly stated that the division will pivot away from Biden-era priorities. Instead of focusing on traditional civil rights protections for racial and sexual minorities, the new agenda will emphasize dismantling all DEI, all diversity, equity, inclusion programs, not just in the department, but all throughout the nation. They would be completely burying Biden's transgender rights policies, and they would be committed to weeding out and ending anti-Christian bias throughout the country. In other words, this is a Justice Department for all, not just some. Now, to you and me, that sounds like, well, the law. But to the entrenched bureaucracy, it was kryptonite. It was sunlight to a vampire. Almost immediately after that memo was released, over 100 civil rights attorneys showed their true colors and resigned on the spot. Overnight, Dhillon lost a third of the division's civil rights attorneys. Now think about that. A third of her staff walked out because they were told that they had to treat everyone equally. And Dylan's reaction? Did she beg for them to stay? Did she cower? Did she apologize? Mea culpa. No. She held the door open for them. She doubled down. She openly and publicly welcomed and accepted these resignations as signs that nature was healing. That the administrative state that had so adversely ravaged the politics of our nation was taking itself out. In fact, she doubled down so much in the new direction of the Civil Rights Division that more and more and more attorneys came out and said, we can't do this. We're done. We're left-wing ideologues. We have no home here anymore. As of just weeks ago, altogether, upwards of 70% of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, that's over 200 attorneys, accepted a resignation offer. They are gone. And again, Dylan didn't bat an eye. I mean, she said that the departures represented far-left ideologues unwilling to enforce federal law neutrally. And she noted, too, the irony in all this. These weren't mass firings. These weren't mass dismissals. This was rather staff self-selecting out over fundamental disagreements about the division's new mission, which, may I remind you, was now about protecting the rights of all, not merely some. But what Harmeet Dhillon is doing here goes way beyond the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ. She represents a whole new breed of Republican, one inspired by President Trump, that recognizes how to truly use political power on behalf of the people. Now, of course, this isn't how the legacy media is spinning it. They're pushing the nonsense that Dylan is just an extension of an autocratic authoritarian presidency running roughshod over the Constitution. But that's only because the legacy media doesn't report news. It reports narratives. What's sold as neutral reporting is too often activism in disguise, crafted to guide perception rather than reveal truth. And as a result, millions are waking up to the realization that the news is broken. But it doesn't have to stay that way. And luckily, there's a solution. Ground News brings together headlines from over 50,000 news sources and makes it easy to understand what's happening. But what really makes it powerful is the transparency. You don't just see the stories. You see the political bias behind every source, the ownership ties, and the coverage breakdown across the spectrum. That's why over a million people have downloaded Ground News. Check it out for yourself at ground.news/Steve. I have to say my favorite feature is the blind spot feed. It shows you which stories are blowing up on one side of the aisle, but barely mentioned on the other. It's the clearest way to see media bias in action. So, for example, here's a story the left is totally ignoring. It's a story on Vice President J.D. Vance backing President Trump's call to arrest the seditious six, right? Those six Democrat lawmakers who released a video urging military and intelligence officials to disrupt the chain of command. Every single Democrat involved admitted Trump has never given an unlawful order. And so the legacy media just chose to ignore it. Now, of course, the right ignores its stories too, but now you'll know. So with every story, Ground News shows you the entire spectrum of who's reporting from left, right, and center, how reliable each source is, and who owns each outlet. I mean, it's literally everything the corporate press doesn't want you to see. And right now you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to all the features that I personally use for about $5 a month. Just visit ground.news/Steve, click the link in the description, or scan the QR code. That's ground.news/Steve. What's happening in the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department, is really just a microcosm of what Trump is doing with the government as a whole. Under the Trump administration, the dismantling of the administrative state is proceeding through a coordinated pincer movement. So what we're talking about there is we've got the newly created Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, which, yes, is still very much in operation despite the lies reported by the legacy media. DOGE is attacking structure and budget, all the while individual agency heads like Harmeet Dhillon are attacking personnel and mission. Okay, so that's the pincer technique. So ultimately, these efforts are targeting, if you can believe it, their goal is to target an astonishing 75% of the federal workforce. That's how much they ultimately want to cut over the next 3 years, which ironically is exactly what happened with the over 200 mass resignations in the Civil Rights Division. That was about 70% of their just over 300 attorneys and staff. So thus far, the Trump administration has shed nearly 320,000 federal jobs and one of the largest mass layoffs in D.C.'s history. That number is only going to continue to grow as the mass layoffs continue throughout Trump's tenure. At the same time, DOGE has targeted entire agencies for elimination or severe reduction, like the Department of Education, of course, USAID, bypassing traditional congressional approval by using budgetary impoundment theories. Are you familiar with this? So impoundment, if you don't know, is the president's practice of withholding or delaying the spending of funds that Congress has already appropriated. It's essentially the executive branch refusing to spend money that lawmakers have authorized and funded. So the president can request what's called rescissions, which formally asks Congress to cancel appropriated funds. The president can engage in deferrals, and that's where the president can temporarily delay spending for limited periods with congressional notification. The key here is that while Congress holds the power of the purse under Article 1 of the Constitution, the presidency nevertheless still has tremendous power over how and when those funds are distributed. And what Trump has basically been doing is a form of what some are calling silent impoundment. And that's where he directs agencies to withhold funds, but without notifying Congress. And it's a bit of a loophole that makes it harder to legally challenge. But regardless, Trump is making it virtually impossible for these departments to function because he's effectively cut off the funding one way or the other. And then simultaneously, the Trump administration has reinstated what's known as Schedule F. They've done this on day one of Trump's administration. Schedule F reclassifies tens of thousands of civil service roles as, quote, policymaking positions. And that strips them of the protections that they normally have and then allows them for mass political firings. And then to close the loop here, as we've seen with Harmeet Dhillon and Pam Bondi's Justice Department as a whole, this structural demolition is paired, again, in pincer-like fashion with ideological purges, where leaders like Dhillon are remissioning divisions to focus on anti-woke priorities, creating a very hostile environment that compels woke career attorneys to resign en masse. And so by combining DOGE's fiscal sledgehammer with Schedule F's legal scalpel, the administration is effectively hollowing out the federal bureaucracy from both the top down and the bottom up. And so with these mass resignations among woke lawyers and the DOJ, it really does appear as if the administrative state has indeed met its match. And she and President Trump, I'm glad to say, are just getting started. If you love seeing faith, family, and freedom winning again, you'll love Turley Clips. These are short, uplifting highlights from our show filled with stories of renewal, courage, and hope that prove a new conservative age is rising every single day. Subscribe to Turley Clips today and stay inspired, encouraged, and connected to a movement that's building a brighter future.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.